you have some tools in front of you.
When we first face, we used to scrape it with a peel or sharp thing. Take the peanut butter, you know, peanut and the skin.
The scraper you have in your hand now, what's the Eskimo word for that scraper?
Igun.
And it's shaped like a pipe, is that right?
Yes.
From a pipe,
mm-hmm.
With a wood handle.
And the wood handle is made to your hand, the way you should hold it on, so you would have a sister.
Is this the scraper that you meant to take off the inner skin?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after that...
Does this require anything? Is the skin completely dry when you're working
yes.
on it?
Yes.
How do you start working from any part of the skin when you begin to tan?
From the tailpipe. From the
Toward the tail.
Uh-huh.
Your motions are from the head of the animal toward the tail.
Yeah, it's way more easy to take out the inner skin.
Working from the backward
yeah.
motion.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, so you wouldn't open the, you know, this
little hair,
And
you start any special place on the animal when you first begin to tan?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you work on first? What part of the animal?
Any place.
How is the skin placed? Is it flat on the floor or is it on something?
Well, on the floor, it's crazy.
It's laid out flat
yeah.
where the skin side up.
And when you after you scrape it off, you have to wet it really wet all over.
After you've used the heat room with the pipe sheet.
Yeah. You have to use your pinky glue. It's made with on the handle and pink point.
The one you have in your hand is an old one made with a flint end blade. Is this the one, the first one you had in your hand with the pipe, is this the one you used first?
Probably
the one with the pipe.
Yeah.
What is that, in the old days, what tool did they use instead of the pipe? Do you know if they used a different kind of a scraper before they had the pipe?
Some kind of a bone.
A bone.
Have you seen
something used in place of this as a
yes.
first test?
Or leg bone.
Yes. Yes,
terrible.
But you use the same word for that as you do
yes.
for this igun.
Well, they use the same word.
Same word.
Yeah.
Would it have been put flat then, or would it have been put over something when they were using the old style scraper?
So you have done it quick.
Then what would
when you're using it, you stretch the skin.
And
that when it dries,
how long did it take you in this motion, and this when you're twisting or moving like that, how long does that take on a skin to size?
A day.
A whole day for
a day. I say cool in the house.
Yeah. And you have to keep that as more or less?
Yes. Just turn it up, just leave it down for a while and then.
It's not steady work the whole thing, but if you have time,
And then when it's really dry, you have to use
it's quite dry. By now it's pretty dry.
You have to hold the case when it's dry. You have to sit some part of it and then use it like into your knees.
Right now you're sitting on your knees and you have part of it folded under your hip, sitting on part of it.
Part of it.
And you're holding your left hand with the skin and then pressing against it with a scraper down over your thigh, inner part of your thigh, your leg.
Even you sit straight, you could do it too. And as you stretch it like this, you have to use same equal in split. But before that, before you use your cookbook, you have to use other ones.
You're holding a pumice or a rock in your hand right now. What's the word for the stone you're using?
This is cookbook.
What do you call doing it? A minute ago you were showing how you scraped over your thigh, your leg. Now do you have to go over the whole skin again?
The whole skin again
with the stone.
Yeah, with the stone. And then I didn't find my other one.
Yes.
You have to stick it again. Stick it.
Yes, what
it is sand. White sand.
White sand.
Just like almost it's like a flower or sugar. I mean the seed.
Is it from a stone?
From the stone. You have to, it's like...
Do you use this with a scraper?
Yeah. To sprinkle it and then scrape it again. It gets even the skin and white.
After you had twisted it, you were scraping with a bent scraper, right?
Yeah.
Now, this flowery white stuff, when is that done?
Yes.
Is it
you have to smash them.
You do,
when it's locked.
But you, then you just put this on and scrape with it.
Yeah.
How long do you think that would take? You'd have to go the whole scan, then.
Yeah.
It'd take a while.
For one whole day to dry it, and when you work on it, right on, maybe 3 days.
This is the third day you've been working on it.
Yeah.
You don't do it steady. You don't work the whole day long, but you have to take care of it over the first day, the second day, and the third day.
Mm-hmm.
That's, the third day would be with this white, white stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It takes a long time.
And then when you have it, when you scrape it with the end scraper and with the white stone,